Dr. Kevin Most, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Before we get to the topic of the morning, people are texting in about the city tracking down their deceased loved ones along with Mark Carman. And we'll get to some of that in just a second. This is a Carman 2001 ticket that he's now being asked to pay.
Signs weren't posted, Steve.
It's got to be a statute of limitations at
That's
some point.
What I'm talking about. Come on. Thank you. Somebody's on my side. Thank you.
But in the meantime, Doc, musical director John DeCoste worked a little overtime this weekend. Curtis, play it.
We all know who I'm talking about. The greatest of men with the greatest of clout. The listeners pick up and call on the phone. Is it something they ate or attack of gallstones? But what he prescribes, callers will follow. Should they be concerned because they can't swallow? But today is his own special day. And all of us right here at GN wanna say today is Dr. Most's birthday. A day we all should celebrate. And no more questions today, 'cause it burns when I urinate. It burns when I urinate. B.O. degree from COM College. Received MBA with Notre Dame knowledge. It's time to thank you for all that you do. Even though my neck has a rash with some brown residue, today is Dr. Most's birthday. A celebration all for one. And thank you from us always. Oh God, there's pus inside my thumb. There's pus inside my thumb. Happy birthday, Doctor. Happy birthday, Doc Mo.
How about that, Doc?
Wow.
Huh?
Right? That's cool. John DeCoste, wherever you're listening from, thank you very much. That's very nice of all of you to think of me. I appreciate that.
All he had to do is spend the whole weekend doing an arrangement on a song that he doesn't own.
Happy and then, birthday.
And then sing it, and then come up with a way to rhyme with pus. I mean, there was a lot in there.
Yeah. You know, Steve, it's my brother Kurt's birthday, too,
what?
As well. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Kurt. I didn't know that.
Born on the same day, 2 years apart.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, your mom's timing was impeccable.
Yep.
So thank you, John. Very, very impressive.
That was awesome.
All right, so Doc, let's talk pot, weed. John may have been on it. Well, he wrote that song. Governor signed a bill making Illinois the 11th state in the country to legalize recreational marijuana through a tax act. Went through the House and Senate. New law says over 21, you get 30 grams of marijuana limit. You can grow 5 plants at home. And there's licenses that will still be granted, though there's a tremendous screening process for all that. Let's talk about the health side of this. What do we know?
Yeah, you know, it is going to be interesting to see the health side of it. You know, right now we have medicinal marijuana that's approved in the state of Illinois. Physicians kind of have to jump through some hoops. Patients have to jump through some hoops in order to get that. And yet we know the benefits from marijuana, which include pain relief, muscle relaxant, appetite stimulation, antidepressant, nausea control, stopping seizures. All of those things we know this drug works for. So it'll be very interesting to see now if we start to see an increased use in medicinal marijuana, even though it's going to fall into the recreational track, I'll call it.
You know, we've talked about the success many are having with CBD oil. Is CBD oil marijuana, or is there a difference?
Well, there's CBD oil that's made from hemp, and then there's other CBD oil that will come out in the future here that will have more THC in it as well. And, you know, the amazing thing about CBD oil is, as we've talked in the past, it makes a lot of claims. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of anecdotal stories right now saying how well it works. even the lotions, you know, that are being rubbed on joints that hurt, people that have arthritis, people that are having joint pain, and now they're finding that the CBD oil is actually doing better than what they get for regular medication. So I still think the jury's out, but there's very promising results in both CBD oil. And then, like I said, the recreational marijuana side of it, the impact that it's going to have on the health of many people is going to be great. There are some risks, but, you know, from the medicinal side, it'll be great.
How do you know you're getting CBD oil that's I mean, it's not regulated, it's not FDA approved, right?
Correct. Yep.
So how do you know you're not buying, you know, something that's not what it says it is?
Well, you really don't. You know, you're going to have to kind of take their word for it right now.
Are there top shelf producers of this? I'm trying to think of the main supplement folks, Nature's Harvest or something. I'm trying to think of the companies that do the most of this.
Yeah. You know, right now it's a lot of smaller startup companies. I think you'll start to see bigger industries get into it. I mean, I think you'll even start to see the tobacco companies start to go down this road as well, as they might lose some business. They can supplement this with their distribution. But, you know, I think it's going to be one of those, you try it, you see if it works for you, and if it helps you symptoms that you're looking to eliminate, then great. If it doesn't, then it's, you know, time to move on.
What about interactions with other meds you might be taking?
Well, not so much that. And I'll tell you, the biggest concern that doctors have right now is, you know, the side effects from it. You know, do you want somebody, you know, we know that it slows down reaction times. We know that it impacts your judgment. You know, do we want people using that and then working in a work environment or driving a car? And that's probably one of the biggest concerns we have is, with it being legal now, are we going to put more people at risk for injuries?
CBD oil, same kind of side effects?
No, not so much. You know, some people, it'll make them a little drowsy. So actually, you know, a lot of people use it in place of sleeping medications. You know, they take a couple drops of the oil, and it actually helps them relax and go to sleep. But really, we don't see the side effects. You don't see the quote-unquote high from CBD oil that you do from marijuana.
All right. So as this pushes forward, we'll obviously learn more. We know it works medically for a lot of very difficult circumstances. The reduced reaction times are a concern off the top of my head for driving. Do we know anything about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that the impact with that when combined with alcohol, you have a much higher risk of being in a fatal car accident. So, and we know also that, you know, when this went legal in Colorado, the emergency room saw an increased risk or increased number of adolescents actually that came in, whether after ingesting it or co-ingesting it. So the injury rate in adolescents, which is a scary part, but if you think about it now and it's legal and it's in the house and kids see their parents doing it and it's legal, you know, that's one of the concerns. Are we going to see an increased use in adolescents for marijuana?
For all of the notes that Dr. Most puts together, and they're extensive, and he doesn't mention his birthday or Kurt's birthday once in there. We're going to put those up when we put the podcast up today, and that'll be just in a matter of a few minutes. So if you join us mid-segment, you can jump on there and get everything Dr. knows about this from a medical standpoint, not personally, medically. Now, we do have a little bit of a medical track record in Colorado because it's been legal there for a couple of years. Has that helped?
Yeah, it does. And I'll tell you, the other big medical concern is the impact on anesthesia and the impact for surgeons. You know, surgeons will often tell their patients before surgery, I want you to stop smoking 6 weeks before surgery, and I want you to stop smoking 6 weeks after surgery. So we're really going to have to make sure that the doctors make sure that they say that includes marijuana as well. Marijuana can increase your heart rate. It can increase your chance. Heavy use can increase your chance of a heart attack or a stroke. So doctors really are going to be impactful there saying, hey, make sure that before surgery, if you're using recreational marijuana, we want you to stop that as well. And then also you have to remember that a lot of marijuana, almost all of it right now, is unfiltered. So we possibly will see, as we play this out, a possible increase in lung cancer because there's carcinogens in it as well.
Lots of important stuff there, Doc. Any last thing you want to leave us with?
No, you know, I just appreciate the support you guys have given Northwestern and myself over the years, and I appreciate John making that special song. And happy birthday to my brother, Kurt, because I know he's listening.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Well, buddy, happy birthday to you. And last question comes from a listener, melatonin or CBD oil for sleep. Got a preference?
Wow, you know, I mean, I'm a big fan of melatonin because it's natural, our body makes it, but I can tell you a lot of people have tried CBD oil. So if the melatonin's not working, then go ahead and get the CBD oil. You put it under your tongue, you swish it around for about 60 to 90 seconds before you swallow it, and I'll tell you, a lot of people have found great relief for insomnia and falling asleep in that way. Both are natural, but melatonin the body makes itself. Versus this will be natural in the other way, but try them both. You can't overdose on, you know, on the melatonin, and if you use them both at the same time,
not addictive.
No,
okay.
No, you know, the addiction portion of marijuana, we could talk about it at a different date, but you know, it depends on what you use the word of addiction, but it's felt to be not addictive.
Mark Carmen, who won the U.S. Open yesterday?
That'd be Gary Woodland, Steve. But as far as the WGN pool, is that what you're going with?
No, no, no.
Oh, you want to go Gary? Okay.
Gary Woodland. The reason I bring it up is, where did he go to college? Doc?
Well, he went to the University of Kansas, but I was waiting for Carm to say that. You know, we have a KU graduate. Everyone talks about Oklahoma State and Duke and North Carolina and Stanford golf. But, you know, kudos to Gary Woodland. Great that he brought home the U.S. Open Championship to the great state of Kansas and KU. It's awesome.
And he's a good dude, by the way. Yeah. And by the way, the other piece of this, which is great news, it's a Chicago tie. Wilson Golf, when Doc and I were growing up, ruled the golf industry. Forget about Titleist. Forget about Pro V1s. Everybody played Wilson. Everybody played Wilson balls. They let that chunk of business get away. They've never been able to get it back. They've done a really good job growing their golf side again back to this point, and Gary Woodland's a Wilson guy.
Yeah, it's great for Wilson. You know, like you said, let's bring them back, let's rally them. And I'll tell you, Gary Woodland's probably one of the most, you know, liked players on the tour. People look at him and say he seems kind of aloof when he's playing golf, but off the course, you know, amazing what he does for charity work. And if you really want to see a cool thing, Google, you know, Gary Woodland, Phoenix Open, Down Syndrome.
Amy's a girl's name.
Amy, it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
so
it's a great video, and you'll see you'll see what he thinks of kids and being a dad and all that too. That.
Yep.
All right, Doc. Thanks. Happy birthday.
You got it. Thank you very much,
Dr. Kevin Mostegan. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts with Northwestern Medicine.